Blog Talk Radio.
To start a business is one thing. To stay in business is something entirely different. October begins my 30th year as a small business owner. I've had enough rejections, surprises, disappointments, and setbacks to write 10 books for once, and with room for more. But the sweet sound of yes, and you won the contract, makes up for all the personal journeys that I've been on, and it certainly makes it all worthwhile. This is part two of a two-part series that will give you 30 honest realities of what you need to start a business and persevere no matter what happens along the way. This is not textbook theory. Rather, these are actual elements you need to stay operational and survive the difficulties whenever they come. I have an MBA degree, but it was the school of hard knocks that gave me the greatest lessons for business success. Get out your pen, pencil, notebook, and digital board, and learn about steps 16 through 30 on today's business boot camp journey. We'll also learn about the remarkable human peace of mind chain that's aiming at breaking all records this coming weekend at the Boston Commons. Hello, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. We've had earthquakes, hurricanes, so much going on. And even here in the greater Boston area, we've got lots of high winds because of Hurricane Jose that just is hovering out there in the Atlantic Ocean, soon to be followed probably by Hurricane Maria. And our thoughts and prayers really go out to everyone who has been impacted by one of these deadly hurricanes, or certainly the rubble, mudslides in Sierra Leone, and all those who are in harm's way and being impacted by these disasters that are taking place and the natural disasters. So we certainly send all of our thoughts and prayers out to everyone wherever they happen to be. This is going to be a fun show. We're going to shift gears before we talk about steps 16 through 30, which we're going to run through at the second half of the show. But before we do that, I want to bring on a delightful executive director of Children's Services of Roxbury, and she is going to tell us about a great campaign that is going to kick off this Saturday called the Peace of Mind. It's going to be a human chain. They're trying to beat a Guinness World Record, set a Guinness World Record. And let me take her now off mute and bring her on board and have a great conversation with the executive director, again, of Children's Services of Roxbury, Sandra McCroom. Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm good, Carol. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to hear about this human chain. This is quite amazing. You know, you hear all the time about the Guinness World Records of this or that, but now there's going to be something that will take place right here in Boston. So tell us, what's the impetus for this human chain called Peace of Mind?
Yeah, so we partner with the Guinness Book of World Records to create the largest human peace sign. So we're going to get 6,000 people on the common in the shape and formation of a peace sign. And the impetus for that is the fact that the agency that I run, Children's Services of Roxbury, we feel like peace starts at home. And we wanted the community to come out and feel comfortable to celebrate, you know, when tragedy happens in our lives, the thing that keeps us anchored? How do we find peace of mind? And the people and the staff that work here, we do that in unison together all the time. As you know, Carol, the community is extraordinarily resistant. And we want to celebrate that, and we want to celebrate it in a big way.
Well, it's quite exciting. I looked at it, and I know we've talked about this for the last couple of weeks. I will be there. It's very inexpensive to sign up and to come. I think it's only $10. and you're looking for 6,000. So has this been done before? Were the records people joining this peace sign is less than 6,000? Why 6,000?
Well, we picked 6,000, and this will be a great motivator for Estonians. And that is that in upstate New York, Ithaca, New York, several years ago, they had a human peace sign that had over 5,000. I think it was 5,800 people. But that record was unofficial. And we want to be the undisputed, without question, world record holders in partnership with the Guinness Book of Records. And so that's where our 6,000 number came from. But I can tell you that according to Guinness, the record has never been set, and their minimum is 5,000, but we want to exceed that so there will be no question about who holds the world record.
Oh, that's amazing. That's quite amazing. Quickly, tell us about the types of services that you offer at Children's Services of Roxbury. Obviously, I'm a great fan of yours, a great fan of the organization. I've been working with you guys for 10 years or so, and you're very supportive of my activities. But tell our audience, who may not be familiar with CSR, about the wonderful responsibilities that you have in the community.
Yeah, thank you for asking. I think this is also a part of the reason I wanted to do this. I've been here as CEO for 2 years now, and what I discovered is the community, you know, the agency's been in place for 50 years, and we are well known but not known well. And what I mean by that is we offer so many services in four cities across the Commonwealth. But if you receive one of the services, you may not know about the other, you know, 20 or more services that we offer. And I wanted to be able to explain that we do foster care, adoption, early education and care. We have a behavioral health clinic. We're in 17 schools around the Commonwealth that where we provide clinical services to children in school. So the depth and breadth of the work that happens here is enormous.
And also, I believe the largest minority-run human service agency in Massachusetts, is that correct?
That is correct. And I know you, Carol, have worked with and known Reverend and Mrs. Richardson for some time, and they are our anchor and our founders. And so we've been around for 5 decades. And yeah, we run a full wraparound services to over 6,000 people across the Commonwealth.
That's great. That is great. So tell us, Sandra, how can those who are listening, and we certainly would love for our audience to spread this, share this particular radio program today with others. There's certainly time to sign up for this. Tell us how and where people can sign up for this wonderful endeavor this coming Saturday.
Yeah, in just 2 days, and the excitement around here is palpable. So we want all of your listeners to come and join us. We have scholarships available, so if $10 feels a little steep to some of your listeners, that's fine. We just want you to come out and enjoy, and you can register at CSR Peace of Mind, one word, CSRpeaceofmind.org. And like I said, there's plenty of complimentary tickets, and you know, we've had some strong sponsorships. I'm not discouraging people who can afford to pay, but we want you all to come out and join us.
That's great. Well, I certainly will be signing up online, and also they have sponsorship opportunities are still available. You can go to that website.
Absolutely.
That is C as in children, R as in Roxbury, CRpeaceofmind.org, so you can go there and register, learn more about this great organization, and think about sponsoring maybe someone, maybe you can sponsor a couple of people where they can't make it and they want your sponsorship so that they can get there and be a part of this, or you can sponsor it on a larger basis as well. This is really exciting. Let me just run through. I think at 10 o'clock the gates open, so this is going to be at the parade grounds located at the corner of Charles Street and Beacon. Those of you who live in the greater Boston area know Boston Common. We were just down there for a big anti-hate rally back in August, so it's always a place for public gatherings. And then from 11:15, that's when you'll get in, it says get in peace sign formation, and they'll actually get us all organized so that the major picture will be taken and people will be counted. And there's also going to be live entertainment, face painting. It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully the weather will hold up. This crazy hurricane stuff will be at bay, and we'll have a great time down at the Boston Commons. Anything else you'd like to share with us, Sandra?
Well, first of all, Carol, I'd like to say thank you so much. I also want to let everybody impacted and touched by the hurricanes across the country and around the world, as you mentioned at the top of your show, the earthquake in Mexico, that we are sending our thoughts and prayers. And I just want to give the sign-in page out again. It's C,
sure.
S as in Sam, R as in Robert, peaceofmind.org. We want your love and support, and we especially want you to come out and join us. It'll be a great day. Carol, do you mind if I say one last thing?
Sure.
And that is, I just came from the Trotter Elementary School in Roxbury, and we did a press opportunity where 400 elementary school students put themselves in the form of a peace sign. They all made pictures about what peace means to them. And if we're lucky, we'll get some good media coverage. I want to encourage everybody to watch out for that, especially on Channel 5 that was out there with cameras today. And I mention that because we cannot lose sight of the fact that this is about our children and being good stewards of their health and well-being.
Well, it certainly is indicative of Children's Services of Roxbury, what they stand for, what they stood for 50 years. First starting off, obviously, with the Richardsons, and now under your leadership, Sandra McCroom, this is really exciting, and I think it's a great way for those in the greater Boston area and outside of the area to come on down to the Boston Common, be a part of this great human chain, and make history as a result of the Peace of Mind campaign that you have going on. Sandra McCroom, thank you so much for being with us today. Take care. I'll see you Saturday.
Thank you so much, Carol. I'll see you Saturday.
All right. Take care. Sandra McCroom,
take care now.
Executive Director, President and CEO of Children's Services of Roxbury. Again, if you didn't get that web address, it is csrpeaceofmind.org. csrpeaceofmind.org. Sign up someone. Make sure you get down there. And there are also opportunities for sponsorships on a larger level. It's going to be great fun and a very, very worthy cause. All right. We're going to just blaze down this list now, turn our attention to number 16 through 30 with the survival kit. We heard it last week. I've gotten some great feedback, and I want to give you, again, more information about how you can survive and thrive in business. Number 16 is probably have a photo display of your best projects. Now, this can be done digitally. I know that people have websites now, and you can create a slide presentation that you capture and keep either on your website, or you can have it on someone else's website, a website that you are sharing and using externally, or there's nothing wrong with getting pictures together and putting them up on a display or putting them in some kind of photo album or a scrapbook so that as you are talking to people, you can pull out this book and show your wares and show your services. Or you can send people to a particular link, and they can also learn about how they can move their business ahead because they're connected to you. Now, steps number 1 through 15, I talked about last week. You can go to my website. That is Tell Carol, T-E-L-L, carole.com. Go to the blog section for last week's show, and you will see, you'll have a chance to hear my presentation and my radio program that discusses number 1 through 15. Number 17 is to have a camera. Now, if your phone is what you use as a camera, that's fine. If you have an external camera, something that's pocket size that you can carry in your bag or your purse, that's fine. Let me tell you how you can use this. I go to networking events all the time, and typically there is a guest speaker. Maybe it's a significant person in the business community. Maybe it's an outside speaker. By you using your phone, your smartphone, or using a camera that you can carry in your bag or whatever, I'm suggesting, but this works with the smartphone, go up and introduce yourself to the keynote speaker and then take a selfie or have someone else to take the picture of you. Take a selfie with you and the keynote speaker, and then what you can do is post that picture on your social media platform, whether it's Instagram, because, again, that gives you more credibility as a business professional. And I do that all the time, taking pictures. Now that we're in the selfie age, you can do that, or you can have someone else to just snap a photo of you, and you can also send that picture to the person who is in the picture with you, the keynote speaker. Get their email address, get their address, and you can send that to them. That also can help forge business relationships with you. So photography is important when it comes to business. I can spend an entire hour talking about how you can use photography successfully. Let me move on, though. Number 18 is that you need to have a good working knowledge of business basics. How do you take care of your balance in your account? How do you work with financial individuals who can help you with develop a profit and loss statement? All of these business basics. And the thing is now, because we're online and we're digital, you can take a course for free online learning business basics, or you can sign up for some of the services that are out there that will teach you, or you can go to the greatest university that's available now, and that's YouTube. YouTube can teach you just about anything, but learning and having a good working knowledge, right down to the words that are used, a lexicon of words that are used in your particular industry, is also quite important. Number 19 is rely on sources like dictionary.com. That's dictionary.com, and a new source that I'm using now that's connected with Google called Grammarly, Grammarly. That's how you spell it. It's connected with Google. And what I now do before I send out even email, I will cut and paste my copy into Grammarly to make sure I don't have any misspelled words. And when you sign up for their service, there's a free version, and then there's a paid version, which is maybe $50 or so a year. Then they will analyze what you've written so that maybe if there's passive language used, they will suggest words that you can use in your particular document that you are creating. So I use this for documents, I use it for reports, and I use it for email so that I can minimize as much as possible the incorrect words that I have that I'm using, and I obviously can put out a document that is as professional as possible. Also, dictionary.com and these reference websites can be very helpful with your writing when you're writing proposals, reports, documents, etc. Number 20 is ideas that solve people's problems. And my point is that a lot of business, a lot of services are ultimately solving people's problems. And we call those pain points, P-A-I-N, pain points. Figure out what the pain points are with your clients, your prospective clients, and then push forward to developing a system, an initiative, program, a product, some kind of device that will solve their problems. That is a core component of business, the pain point and figuring out how you can solve people's problems. That's another area that we're probably going to cover more in detail with an extension of this particular show. Number 21 is to get a library card. Yes, I know it's 2017, but I'm suggesting that you get a library card and you use it. Most libraries today are very adaptive to digital technology and information. There are some libraries and there are some networks that are not available to consumers but are available for a fee that you can get for free at the library because they subscribe to those particular networks. You can go and ask your reference librarian more about it. And then there's some books in the library that you don't have to buy yourself, and you can check them out and use them along with audiobooks. I listen to a fairly large number of audiobooks that are in the public space, and I can get them from the library and listen to unabridged books in the libraries. That's number 21. The libraries are cool places, great reference information, and you can go there and do a lot of research. You can also go and just sit and work on your reports in some of your library. Number 22 is trade and professional membership. In this day and time, because so much of what we do is connected, it's difficult to just be the lone ranger, if I can use that terminology, and do everything on your own. Particularly if you are new in business, if you are a solopreneur, I would suggest looking into joining the industry trade association that represents your particular industry. For 22 years, I've been part of the National Speakers Association because that's what I do, and it represents the kind of work that I am a part of. It is great for resources and networking, and I've learned an awful lot, and I keep up with technology as a result of the National Speakers Association. So determine what industry association fits your needs and join it and be an active member. Number 23, this is part of our survival kit again for business, is to figure out where you can escape, where you can do meditation, where you can do your prayer routines every day. It may be in your restroom, your bathroom at home. It may be in a quiet room. It may be a park bench. It may be in your car. I know we have very busy schedules, but I do believe that there are great opportunities for each and every one of us every day to just have a place where we can escape and get our heads back on straight so we can move forward. Number 24 is to have a group of advisors. These are people who you trust, people who you look up to, people who are connected in your particular community, and can provide the kind of advice and guidance that you need to move your business forward. Number 25 is have an understanding family. You know, families have actually broken up because one person has gone into business and the other family members have not been understanding and they didn't quite get all the long hours, and all of that has contributed, unfortunately, to the demise of families. So my suggestion is before you get into business, if you are married, if you have a significant other, if you are in a partnership or whatever, make sure that you get some agreement from your significant other so that you can move forward guilt-free getting your business off the ground and moving forward. Number 26 is have a mentor that is different from a board of advisors. A mentor is one person who you can probably confide in. You can tell all, and they can give you the kind of advice and guidance and leadership that you need to move forward. You know, you may live in a fishbowl kind of community where you just don't want everybody to know what is really going on. And that trusted mentor, who could be hundreds of miles away, can give you the kind of advice and guidance that you need to really bolster yourself up, give yourself strength, and to move forward. Number 27 is to have follow up. I will say that again. Follow up. I'll say it one more time. Follow up. Now, this is what I do, particularly at networking events, conferences, meetings, etc. I will allocate a half an hour or an hour. It depends on the length. If it's a multi-day event, you may need more time, but certainly at least a half an hour or 45 minutes where you can literally jot down or put it in your smartphone or your iPad exactly what you need to do following that event. I just did it this week where I took extra time after the event and I wrote down how I needed to follow up, and then I'm systematically going through that list along with the other things I have to do so I won't let anything slip. Following up is the greatest downfall of business professionals. I'll just say it, very, very weak in some areas. But in order for you to succeed in business, you need to have the tenacity and you need to understand the importance of following up. Number 28. Is you need to have a relationship in the community, and you need to have a grasp on the political movers and shakers in your particular community or space. Business, sales, getting those contracts have everything to do with relationships, and relationships need to be formed probably before you start in business, but understand that relationships with other people, that's how you land contracts, and that's how you move forward. So be aware of that and be aware of how you can build good, strong relationships in your community. Number 29 is make sure you have plan B, C, D, and E if plan A goes south. I will repeat that. Have plan B, C, D, and E if plan A goes south. Your plans may be your plans. The real plans may be something entirely different. So you need to have the flexibility to realize that sometimes you need to have more in mind and more options to think about so that you can do a workaround, navigate things in a way that will move you forward. Now, there are some opportunities where plan A is the only plan you can focus on. That's another show. But in many instances, you do have other options, but you need to think them through so that if your great plan of action, your marketing plan, that one client that you were depending on falls through, you have others lined up. That's plan B, C, D, and E. And number 30 is having a sense of humor. Sometimes the days get so crazy and nothing seems to knit well together, and crazy stuff happens that just never happened before, and you need to have a good laugh. I watch shows, late-night comedy programs. I watch Trevor Noah quite a bit now. I watch other programs. I listen to some comedians on YouTube just so that I can have laugh therapy, and I can laugh as much as I want to just to reduce the stress. There are some times when you just need to laugh and get your laugh on so that you can get yourself fortified and you can suck it up and you can move forward. So those are the 30 tips, and I gave some extra ones last week as well. We're going to go back and circle back and have whole programs on some of these other tips. And another program that I'm probably going to do is to help you to figure out how to start a website. Some of you are in business, and you need to figure out where do you go to start a website. So we'll talk about that at a future time with a future show. Thanks so much for listening today, and we hope that you'll have a great week or weekend. Remember, empowerment begins when you believe in yourself. Thanks so much for listening.